Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Lex Thomas and Rob Hefner are back for today's show as they take us through the planning stages of a Windows deployment from T-minus 8 weeks. Tune in as they cover the importance of VM deployment testing, drivers and application updates, documentation, and end-user training. Lex, the mic is yours.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Lex Thomas with Taste of Premier, and we are doing part two of the 3-2-1 deploy episode. I have Rob Hefner with me. Rob, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, Lex?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. How are things with you?
Doing much better.
So for our listeners and viewers out there, just so that you know, I know that part one and part two are going to kind of air at about the same time, but there's actually been about a two-week delay between the recording process for part one and part two, and that's mostly because Rob had a little bout with the flu, but he's back. He's doing good. He's looking good, a little thinner. So you feeling better?
I'm feeling a lot better. I can finally think straight.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool. Well, so when we left off last time, we were about 8 weeks out from actually doing our deployment. So let's just start there. Let's take it from there.
Thanks, Lex. So one message that I want to make sure that is clear about this design process and the deployment process is that we want to maintain consistency. So a lot of the things that you'll hear me talk about through the rest of this deployment process, we've touched on before. So updates are extremely important, right? We want to keep making sure that we're downloading the updates that come out every month that we go through this deployment. We make sure that they're in our driver store in MDT or they're in our image, depending on how we're going about the deployment process. Can't stress enough how important that is at every milestone is making sure we get the latest updates.
Yeah. Hey, let me interrupt for just a second because I just want to add that that is a huge point, right? Because, we're talking, 8 weeks out from this point in the deployment, right? That's two patch Tuesdays away. And so there are a lot of security releases, a lot of important updates that we need to make sure make it into the final build. So that's an excellent point.
So on the flip side of this too, we also have to keep in mind our applications that we're deploying out. We discussed in the last session about thick versus thin images. So if you decided to go with a thick image, your application is actually embedded into your image. Does that application require any updates? Those other things you need to keep in mind as well. So at this point, we want to go ahead and start our pilot deployments to actual physical hardware. So while we go through this process, one thing we want to document, how many systems were we able to deploy in a specific time frame? Maybe you're curious more about per hour if you want to get that manageable, or if you just want to do per day. Go ahead and note any roadblocks that you encountered, because what you want to do is you want to take this data and you want to maintain it. You want to analyze your deployment process, see where maybe you can shave off some time to get more systems deployed faster. In the first session, we talked about an issue that we ran into where there was a ton of data being copied over with USMT and the user profiles. We found that the majority of these accounts hadn't been logged into in almost upwards of a year. So that's one thing you can consider. Okay, do I really need to migrate all this data, or can I back it up to a location and actually store it for when someone actually asks for it? And we want to make sure that our planning is consistent and our testing is consistent so that we get the smoothest deployment as possible. We also touched on using virtual machines. We want to continue using virtual machines at this point in the deployment process as well. As everyone is maybe or may not be aware, virtual machines are a great cost-saving mechanism, not only for production but also for dev and test. We also discuss Windows Virtual PC mode for any legacy applications that you have that just will not run on Windows 7. This is a point where you want to start testing those applications in Windows Virtual PC mode as well if you decided to go that route. The big theme here is that we really want to document any issue that comes up. Document the symptoms, the resolutions, in as much detail as possible. Update your build process documentation for any updates that were added, whether those are application updates or operating system updates. All of the data collection that you've done during your pilot hardware test, you know, make sure we keep that around because we can actually use this data during the next deployment for Windows 8, for example, and just have a better idea of how long we need to make our planning sessions, how many machines we can deploy a day. All that information will make the next deployment much easier. So document, document, document. Also, as you're doing this, think about a training guide for users and administrators. Just want to make sure that everyone is prepared. So for a user, a new operating system, everything's in a different spot potentially. Where's my data at? We have to keep in mind that, you know, if we're using XP, we've got users that may have been using this for a really long time. The jump to Windows 7 may be a little much for some people to actually continue to be productive in. So maybe a top 10 tricks cube note. Hey, here's where my applications are. Here's where my data is. Here's how I contact the help desk. Just look, you know, something that's a quick reference to get your users back on board as quickly as possible. Something else to keep in mind about with the going this route is that your help desk may be inundated with calls on the day we do deployments. And if we've got documentation on issues that we've seen and their resolutions, things can get along much smoother. At this point of the deployment, we also want to make sure that we've got a good plan for how we're going to back up our user data. Some things that we need to think about is, are we allowing the users to back up their data? That may not be the most ideal route to go, but it may be the most realistic for you depending on the number of users. We need to take into account any applications that need to have data backed up. You'll want to get with the application administrators to ensure that the correct application data is backed up. Just don't want to have any missing data once we get to that next point. So plan, and document. That is really the big theme for this entire discussion. We want to document everything that we've done. All right, so now we're at T-minus 4 weeks. You know, what are the things we need to look at this point of the deployment process? Again, we're going to reiterate getting your updates. It's been 4 weeks since our last session, so we need to get our latest security updates into our image. Also at this point, we want to start looking at drivers. So drivers aren't released that often, but when they do, it's definitely something we need to look at, especially when it comes to network and video cards. So the reason behind that, is there's a few reasons. So Windows 7 Aero performance is directly tied to your GPU. Video drivers can increase that performance based on the hardware that you have, and also for any high-end graphics rendering applications like CAD, for example. Make sure you want to get the best performance out of the machine by getting the latest drivers. And maybe you've been troubleshooting something that was network-related for the past few weeks, and hey, there's a new network driver out that can fix that issue for you. It's definitely things you need to be aware of during this entire process. So now we get to our final pilot for hardware deployment. And we do the same thing as last time, document, you know, how many machines were deployed this time. Did we make any advancements in saving time from the first test 4 weeks ago? Based on this, you know, let's go ahead and verify, is there anything else that we need to do to save time? Again, this is all going to be specific to your environment and how you're going to deploy, but the concepts are the same, and that's what we really want to focus on, especially updating your documentation with everything that's been done. At this time of the deployment, the majority of users are also going to be expecting it somewhere down the road. It's this time that you want to go ahead and let them know exactly what to expect and how they can prepare. You'll also want to be cautious of anyone actually getting a hold of your image and going ahead and putting their build down without your knowledge or approval, as this can cause a lot of roadblocks down the road, especially since this is may or may not be the final build at this point. Just make sure that everyone is prepared to make this as smooth as possible. So now we're at deployment day. You know, 4 weeks have now passed. We're getting ready to go ahead and push out our final build. At this point, you know, we've hoped that to catch every mission critical issue through our testing over the past few months, but Murphy's Law is going to pop up and challenge us. So we need to be prepared for any possibility. This is where our documentation, our training, all pays off. If your staff technical skills have, you know, not been built up over this time, it's going to be really difficult to get issues resolved quickly. It's also going to hinder productivity for your users, and not going to be good for an enterprise-wide deployment. Also, users should be notified of their migration plan and have documentation ready when they walk up to their new machine or operating system. That way they can get help if they need immediately and can get to work as quickly as possible. So deployment day has come and gone. All users have their new machines or their new operating systems deployed. Work is continuing on as expected. Maybe you're doing better than before. That's what we would hope. What do you need to do as a deployment technician from here on out? We've already deployed. Well, you need to maintain your driver store updates. Drivers are going to be constantly released, and you are going to be deploying this image further down the road. So we need to make sure that that stays up to date. More importantly, also operating system updates. You know, we've hammered this over and over again, but it can't be hammered enough that we need to make sure that security updates are updated in your image every month. We also want to go ahead and set a time frame for how long we're going to maintain the user backups that were collected during the deployment. You know, what's a good number is really up to you. Maybe you want to say 6 months, maybe you want to say 9, maybe you want to keep them for a whole year. It all depends on your availability. So that is really the crux of an enterprise deployment in a nutshell for what we can discuss with the time allotted. So hopefully this has been beneficial for you, and if you have any questions, definitely feel free to let us know. Lex, what do you think?
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. Yeah, especially, you know, you hit on a couple of points there that I think everybody just kind of needs to take special notice of, and that's post-deployment. You still have to manage the drivers. You have to make sure that things are up to date, up to the minute, you know, when you build your images and you're ready to deploy. Those are two very important parts that, you know, you and I see people forget about all the time. And so that's pretty important stuff. Other than that, man, you know, I don't really have anything else. Great job. I appreciate you coming on and doing the show for us. Hopefully this will get a lot of airplay and people will get a lot out of it. And by the way, guys, just as a reminder, if you have any questions or you want to ask Rob a question or me a question, you know, we'll be glad to answer everything that we get. Email tasteofpremier@microsoft.com. The email address is, of course, topp@microsoft.com. Rob, anything else to add?
I just want to give you a thanks for putting this together for us, Lex, and having me on board. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries, buddy. Anytime. Well, that's it for today's episode. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening to part two of 3-2-1 Deploy. Hopefully, you know, you found some good information in this podcast. Again, if not, feel free to email us. Thanks again, and we'll see you later.